You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hello there. Is it Tuesday?
It's okay. Only Tuesday.
I don't have any of the days of the week underwear. If I did, they'd probably be in the wrong order anyway.
See, that's I always thought that was the problem. It's like, You still got to know what day of the week it is before you put on the right pair. Unless you're, you know, organized.
I guess you're supposed to have one of them on when you wash the rest of them.
Well, let's hope. All right, a few random facts for us today. Okay. There's a town in Nevada on the way from Southern California to Las Vegas. It's called Gene. I've been through there a bunch. They've got a casino and the world's largest Chevron gas station, but a population of zero. Yeah. Everyone who works in Gene lives somewhere else. There's no place to live there.
I guess they have a post office there.
Yeah, I think they've got a zip code. But I've been to that gas station. Has like 69 pumps or something like that. It's crazy.
Big, yeah.
The word dibs, we use that word, dibs, comes from a children's game from the 1600s called Dib Stones. It's sort of like jacks, and kids would try to win little pieces of animal bones by yelling dibs. Dibs! I got dibs on the animal bones! God, we come up with this crap. This will freak you out. Daddy Long Legs. Are arachnids, but they're not classified as spiders. You know why?
They're the gentle giants of spiders.
Right, but you know why they're not classified as spiders, technically, legally, whatever, scientifically?
It's like peanuts aren't
they're
nuts.
They're not nuts, no.
And so, but Daddy Longlegs
are not spiders.
What are they?
Because they don't produce silk. See?
They don't?
No.
They don't make webbies?
I didn't know that, no. Apparently not.
They don't bite.
Yeah, they don't bite. So,
they don't have little spider venom.
Yeah, so there you go.
They can't turn you into Spider-Man.
Time for the Who Cares News for today. What's going on?
Well, Captain Kirk or Chandler. I don't know which one.
No, it was Captain Kirk.
I guess we probably could start using the term Cougar Queen.
Really? Who are we talking about, Willis?
Well, your babe, Kate Beckinsale, is proving that she's got a type.
Does she now?
Spry, strapping lads, 30 or younger. God. And in this case, her new fella's on the younger end of the spectrum. That's right. Kate Beckinsale has her own spectrum.
Is he legal?
he's legal.
Okay, how old is he?
Now, as a reminder,
yes,
she's 46.
She's 46. Okay.
Now, half of that would be 23.
Right.
Okay.
It means she's old enough to be anybody's mom under the age of 30.
Yes.
So does he fit that spectrum?
Oh.
Under 30?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She was spotted out on Sunday in Brentwood where she was holding hands with Goody Grace.
Who's Goody Grace?
He's a Canadian musician.
Okay. All right.
And he just happens to be even younger than the half. He's old enough to drink by a year.
He's 22?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. She's 46, and she is attracting young men. And I say more power to her because, you know what?
I guess.
There are women that would love to be able to attract younger men in their 20s.
Well, and evidently she can keep up with them.
She's a cutie.
She is a cutie.
Yeah. I'd go so far as saying she's a hottie. She's a 46-year-old hottie. She's not just a cutie. She's a hottie.
You would
say
that, yes.
Of course I would say that. Man, when I was 22, I got to tell you, when I was 22, it's every young man's dream to have a relationship. Let me say this carefully. To have a relationship of some sort with an older woman. That's kind of a young man's fantasy.
Really?
And I don't know why it is. Freud would probably tell you it's a mother thing. I don't know. But the damn thing is that my mom never looked like Kate Beckinsale ever. Ever.
Yeah, you might recall that Kate dated Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah.
He's older.
He's
26.
Yeah, not much. No.
And then she dated comedian Matt Rife.
Yeah.
In his 20s.
Wow.
And in 2018, she was messing around with another stand-up, Jack Whitehall. He was 30 at the time.
At the time. See, he's too old
so,
now.
So she was dabbling to see I think she was just really pinning it down.
He's on the top of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. Now he's 30. He's got to be 30, 32, 33. She's way too old for her.
As you can tell, that was 2018.
Yeah.
And she's, that was it on the older
ones.
No.
Nobody over 30.
Yeah, they've all been in their 20s since then.
Man, what a life. What a life she leads. Good for her. I'm kind of proud of her.
Don't most of them say, though, when they break up, don't most of them say that she's bat crap crazy?
You would think. Allegedly, there's something that might not be firing correctly.
Well, Pete Davidson says she's bat crap crazy, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. He had to go to rehab.
I will always have the movie Serendipity.
Serendipity. She was great in that.
Yep, her and John Cusack.
Yep.
Adorable.
Yep.
All right, so the internet is so touchy.
Really?
Really.
What makes you say that?
You've heard of Miranda Lambert.
Sure. Yeah, Miranda. She's
speaking
a...
Speaking of fat crap crazy.
Big old... Oh, I don't know if she's crazy.
Not
she's a big
now.
Old, big old country music
moment.
Star. And
yes.
She was originally married to Blake Shelton. Mm-hmm. They kind of got famous together, and then he dumped her ass. But, Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert.
What's up with Miranda?
She posted a photo of herself and Tiger King Joe Exotic back in 2017.
Ooh. Ooh.
She posted it yesterday, and it features her, Joe, and others.
Ooh.
Helping out with Hurricane Harvey Animal Relief down in Houston.
Oh, okay. All right.
She hashtagged it Tiger King.
Well, that I wouldn't have done. I don't know if I would have posted that today, you know? Well, I don't want to give away spoilers if you haven't seen Tiger King. Joe Exotic, not a good man. Let's just put it that way. We won't give away any spoilers.
Anyway, It set off the internet, as you can imagine. Yeah,
of course.
There were comments like, that's not a picture I'd be proud of, let alone post on social media. Very disappointed.
Right.
And surprised you would post this considering your love of animals. Odd.
Yeah.
But I think at the time, they were actually
helping with animal relief, yes. Probably, or something like that.
So
I'm
at
sure
that time,
Joe
I think
had...
they tried to do something good.
Still, I mean, maybe she didn't see the Netflix show.
Miranda followed up with a post stating that she didn't know who he was then, and obviously she'd never condone treating animals badly.
But see, she posted it yesterday.
This is true.
You know, it's like, come on, Miranda, use your head.
Unless she hasn't watched Tiger King.
You said she hashtagged it Tiger King.
Well, she
maybe
knows,
she didn't watch it.
I watched most of it.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Yeah, but no spoilers. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
You know who would never post a picture with Joe Exotic, and that's Halle Berry. Because I don't even know if she knows him. Because if she knew him, I think she'd beat the crap out of him. Not that she's an
impressive
person like that. But, you know. Whatever. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have yourself a wonderful day. Social distancing. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.